debate began almost 2,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
No, sorry.
You betcha.
But through the ages, it continued unabated.
No, sorry.
Oh, you betcha.
The controversy? Is Jesus the Messiah?
No, sorry.
Oh, you betcha.
Today, many people are still questioning. Yes, and even arguing.
No way.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
And Jews for Jesus has a book that may end this debate once and for all. It's called Yeshua, the Jewish way to say Jesus. A clear and thoughtful look at the issue in today's terms. It's free, and you can't afford not to read it. For your copy, just call 301-770-4000. That's 301-770-4000. Come, it's time to take a look and think for yourself.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, you betcha.
Jews for Jesus. Lord knows, we've got proof.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgens, and the Redskins win their opener, Sonny, 16-10 over Tampa Bay. How important was it to get off to that good start?
Convincing win. Well-disciplined team. Team made very few mistakes. Won the turnover battle. It was impressive. And I think it's typical the way Joe Gibbs wants to play, to rush the ball as many times as he did.
Sonny Jurgens and I'm Larry Michael. Kickoff 1 o'clock, Redskins and Giants Sunday on WJFK. The roar of the crowd, the sight of thousands of football fans on their feet, the feeling of full impact. Comcast Digital Cable in high definition, it's as though you're really at the game, experiencing unbeatable clarity and unbelievable detail. It's also the best way to see football, local team coverage, and more major sporting events in HD. And there are no additional programming fees or new equipment to buy. Get the best seat in the neighborhood. Sign up for Comcast Digital Cable with HD today by calling 1-888-COMCAST.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. On 11, Don and Mike Show on 11. Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show on 11. On off three. Where is Jaka? Where is Jaka? Tormay do. Where is Rafa? Where is Don? Here I am, Where is Ron? Tormay do. Where is Mike? Here I am. Where is Don? Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Here we are. This is the Don and Mike Show. Here we are. Where is Buzz? Here I am. Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyle. Where is Robbie? Here I am. Don't make me. The Don and Mike Show. On WJFK. 106.7. 11-3.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese. And a good morning to you. Welcome back to the Jerry Todd Show here in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you this morning, as well as another incredible contest cash call, and a lot more. And Jerry Todd will be right back in just a sec.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
And a good morning to you in the wee small ones of a Saturday. And we've got the request lines open on the Jerry Todd Show, and let's see who's there. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine. You?
Pretty good. What can we do for you this morning?
Did you play Mission Impossible?
Which episode would you like to see, my dear?
I don't know any of them. Oh, could you play Stairway to Heaven too, Jerry?
Okay, we'll try and get that for you. Thank you for calling. Request lines are open anytime here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we're going to play the incredible contest in just a sec. Right now, though, some new video. This is from Five Easy Pieces. Take a look at this. Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Nothing playing Beth Ann. You can blame her for playing Billy Preston, but not for me singing on the rock microphone. Yeah, it's Earn While You Learn on the Don and Mike Show. Best of Don and Mike. Your old buddy Rob Spiewak in with you. Let's finish up recapping. It's a typical Monday fare on the Best of Don and Mike. The Geronimos and the Elstons vacationing together on the Best of Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a question for Buzz. Buzz, doesn't it bother you that the potential of another man doing your wife?
Well, I guess it would depend on the circumstance. That was something, you know, we experimented with years ago. It's not a lifestyle.
Oh, I know, and I knew that Don wouldn't do it in the first place, but I mean, just the thought of that would kind of bother me, I guess.
Buzz is very open-minded, and Marcia is very open-minded.
I guess to be brutal, it depends on what I get out of the deal.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, more honest words have never been uttered.
Depends what I get out of the deal. Let me call the other half of that deal.
Because really, when last we checked in with you crazy kids, it was starting to get a little heated.
That ended.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess when last we checked in, Buzz was trying to escape.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Now, I'm just getting up to the movie part now, and please don't give it away yet. Because in order to keep the show on time, we're going to do a little short break here and then really tell you what happened. But it's the movie story of all movie stories.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of all movie stories is coming up. And I have witnesses.
Yes.
And again, when we went to the movie,
I'll have you know I'm a hostile witness, though, but go ahead.
No. I don't even want your testimony.
All right.
I just want you to say that what happened is true.
Oh, all right.
That's all. And I'm going to tell it exactly as it was. And, you know, Buzz is going to be...
I'm here.
Right here. And the way we sat in the movies...
Was you reclining in Marsha's lap?
No, it was weird because as we walked down the aisle, we went to see Anger Management, like everybody in America did this weekend. Yeah.
Please, I'm going to see it Tuesday. Please.
Don't.
Please don't say anything about it or don't give any plot away.
Don't go.
Oh, no, that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's getting into the story. But if, no matter what happened in the theater...
You know, I'm happy.
Let me just tell you this. No matter what happened in the theater, we ended up leaving. But despite the events in the theater...
It's just horrible.
We would have walked out anyway.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
And
I was ready to say.
We only... Well, now, you just told
Mike,
don't go.
It's horrible.
All right, good.
But you would have stayed.
I would have stayed because it was a rainy Saturday afternoon at the beach. I had nothing better to do.
All right. So, anyway, the only reason Buzz and I... there was a major incident that I'll tell you about. The only reason that we stayed as long as we stayed was...
No.
I was thinking, and I was talking to Buzz after the movie, he was thinking, too, do we hate this movie just because of the confrontation we've had?
No.
And... once the confrontation happened and things quieted down, and I'll tell you about it, cause it's the best movie story ever.
Yep.
We realized, no, the movie really does suck ass.
Yeah, it does.
It really...
It's a big disappointment.
Are we calling the communications trailer at your house, or what's going on in the background?
Honey, what's the noise there?
What noise? I don't even hear anything.
The background. Do you have TV on?
No.
Your voices.
I don't... Their voices? Could it be Bart? Oh, it's Bart talking to his friend. You want me to go in another room?
Oh, no, that's all right.
We have people in our house. Is that all right with you? Other beings live there.
No, we heard something sounding like TV or something.
I thought it was the TV.
Well, that's Bart. He's got that broadcaster's voice. It's in his genes.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Rob. Yeah.
No, that's Bart, Rob. What do you think it was?
It might have been the traffic coming in. Was it? Could
no?
Have been that?
No,
it's just my kid on the phone.
Yeah, I could hear him. No, hey.
Yeah, did it sound like Evan Marriott in the background?
Yeah,
a little. She's got a rocking body.
Remember, not a rocket body.
That's right.
A rocking body. Owen.
Body.
Listen, let me get off topic here for a second. I don't know if you've seen the promos. They're promoting it the same way as Joe Millionaire. the Mr. Perfect or whatever it is, with the 20 guys wearing masks.
Yeah, I saw the
and a Mr. Personality.
She kisses one of them.
And a couple of them are going to be real ugly guys.
Right.
The thing that loses me at the very end is, because it's set up just like Joe Millionaire, you know, one beautiful woman, 20 guys, all of them hidden by masks. Hosted by Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, boo! Oh, no, well, F it then. Well, F them for... God! Although I didn't see that in the... F that.
Although I think Monica Lewinsky's role will be what the role of the woman was on Joe Millionaire.
I bet it's more. Yeah,
of course it's more. It's Monica. It'll have to be more. Hosted by Monica Lewinsky.
I'm boycotting it. It's official. I will not watch any episode of it.
Maybe outside of the movie incident... And I'll tell you, Frida has been pissed at me in the movies before, and I think Wright was on my side.
Oh, you're lucky Buzz and Marcia were with us, because I had to keep a lid on it. You know, you can't really express yourself like you'd like to in front of others.
And what's funny, and you'll hear this in a moment, it was so ironic, this happened in the movie Anger Management.
That's a little tease.
Yeah. But when we were leaving the theater, approximately, it seemed like an hour, but maybe...
Half hour into the movie.
As we were walking outside, I mean, Frida was pissed at me like she's not been pissed at me. I mean...
Oh, it was...
Seriously.
Believe me, I had to punch it down. I probably took 3 years off my life. Oh. I probably have got an ulcer brewing from my just letting it go.
Let it go, even though I was right, and you knew I was right.
No, I don't think I ever remember saying you're right.
No, I believe you said,
you guys are killing me because I want to know what happened.
I never
you're killing
said,
me here.
Or if I implied that you were right, that was an error.
You said I was right, that I handled it wrong.
But then right about what happened.
Then how does that make you right if you've handled it wrong?
But you said...
That's like saying O.J. was right.
Well, she wouldn't
just
listen,
handled
honey.
It wrong.
The gist of...
The what?
The gist, G-I-S-T, the court was correct.
God.
The reason for it all.
Fundamentally, the reason I went to war...
Indubitably.
Was validated.
I don't think war was the option.
What would your option have been?
Have you ever just tried to move?
See, that's, you know, here's the thing, honey. We were there before.
We didn't
buy
those seats, darling.
We were there before they were.
they came into our space.
And we were already three rows from the front. Because the theater was so goddamn crowded. But listen, other than that, and it took me like 2 hours to rebound from this, because Frida was so mad at me,
right,
about this incident in the movies. Other than that, though, how would you rate the weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about Buzz and Marcia. I mean, I care. But, you know, they're wonderful and they're great to be with.
Well, that's part of the reason I had a great weekend.
But, hey, come on, Mr. Social. Danced with you. Danced with Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for some of that credit coming my way.
I know, but, you know, it takes away because I heard you say to Buzz, that's money in the bank after you've danced with me. Yes, you. I'm going to find some sailor to dance with me.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I didn't know
you're
heard that.
You're killing me. You're killing me. That's the kind of comment you can't let me overhear.
Your account is so overdrawn. you can't even open an account. You can't even get the money in the bank, my friend. Passbook savings.
Oh, God. That's money in the bank.
I didn't know you heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, how about that buzzing the alarm, huh?
Oh, nice deflection.
Oh, man.
How about that, Buzz? Well, they're very nice house guests. And, Buzz, I don't know if your wife mentioned this to you. Buzz and Marcia were nice enough to stay in our guest room. Mm-hmm. Nice enough to do the laundry, to do the sheets,
And
well,
we had to.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
No, I'm kidding.
And,
No, I don't think you are
just
kidding.
A joke.
I noticed.
I don't think it is. I've heard good reports about you. I doubt very seriously if that's a joke.
I noticed.
Really?
I noticed when Buzz's
Well,
wife...
let's hold on. Let's ask him.
Ask me what?
Did you do the nasty in Don and Frieda's house?
See, I don't want to say because then they'll never have us back.
Yes,
sure. Listen, the room's been violated before. Rob's been there with Carrie, for God's sakes.
Well, what does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything.
That means nothing.
That means there might have been beer spilled in that bed.
Blood's a harder stain to get.
Oh God, Rob. Oh. Did you listen, I don't care, Buzz. Did you bang your wife?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did the sheets.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did a bunch of laundry.
Here's the thing, though. I noticed this.
You mean a bunch of laundry?
Well, I mean, there were other items, that, you know.
Well, no. Here's
what you wash towels and stuff like that.
No, they wash the towel. Here's the thing.
Oh, thanks, sir. Way to raise the bar,
Pamango.
When I get up on Sunday morning,
yeah.
Marcia's folding towels, right? And I said, "Hey, you guys didn't have to do laundry with your sheets." And she said, "No, this is, you know, we want to be nice." Guess she said, "Oh, and." Here's your underpants.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, thank
always
God.
Helpful.
What, was there something like that hadn't been fished out of the washer?
No. I guess they were in the hamper. You know, thank God.
Okay, hold on a second. What the hell really went on down there?
Thank God they were one of the pairs that, you know, were not old.
Right.
But it was my old underpants in that pile, not any of my cute ones.
Where
my underpants were there, too.
Okay, how did the Burbanks get to go through your underwear?
I don't know how they ended up
in the laundry with everything else. You know?
But the laundry is upstairs.
And you expect me, with a broadcast journalism degree, to believe that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But the laundry was upstairs in our bedroom.
Oh, I think Frieda actually started the laundry, and I think Marcia just took it over from there.
I think it was...
You can say that again.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. All right, baby. Love you.
All right. I love you still, too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys, get to the story, man. There's nothing worse than being on the outside of an inside joke.
Amen, pal.
Okay.
I want to hear what happened in that theater.
Hey. Excuse me for running a radio show.
That
gets people to listen a little longer.
Oh, man. It's like just like stretching the thing out and stretching out. I'm like,
now, actually. Listen.
Well, you know what he's going to do now. You know what he's going to do now to us.
Of course.
He's going to sit here. He's going to make us wait now. You know, because of your call, he's going to wait. He's going to wait like
no.
breaks now.
No, this was just a short break.
You know what we're going to find out about this? 5 of 7.
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 106.7.
Fire department.
How do you put out a fire in someone's mouth?
Excuse me?
My boy, he's got a fire in his mouth from those jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos.
Could you repeat that?
Jalapeno and cream cheese 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos. Or should I say those little pyros neatly disguised inside a tortilla.
Okay.
Billy had some of them fiery taquitos, and now he's hooting and hollering around like a chicken with his feathers on fire.
Ma'am, we only deal with real fires.
Well, this here is a real fire. A mouth fire. Them 7-Eleven Go-Go Taquitos are nothing but cream cheese and jalapenos. And there's enough to give your tongue a real lashing.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Stop, drop, and roll, Billy!
Hello?
Stop, drop, and roll!
7-Eleven's jalapeno and cream cheese go-go taquitos are back, and this time we put some heat in them. A warm, crunchy tortilla that's filled with rich cream cheese and packed with spicy jalapeno peppers. Be careful, they're hot.
Hold still, son. Hold still.